From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, you're listening to Agenda Texas, an inside guide to everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. A new Gallup poll out this morning says almost 29% of Texans don't have health insurance. That easily puts Texas at the highest percentage of uninsured in the country and the highest Gallup has ever recorded in Texas. About 1 million of those uninsured could find coverage under Medicaid expansion, if Governor Rick Perry were to allow it. So today, let's meet a couple of people hoping he'll change his mind. Alexandria Garza is a 24-year-old single mother. She's a part-time employee at a medical research firm and does not qualify for company benefits, though she works close to 40 hours a week. Her health problems make private insurance too expensive.
I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia and supraventricular tachycardia, and I am currently working with doctors to see. I've been showing symptoms of lupus.
Sarah Bates works more than 40 hours a week as a musician and private music teacher. Again, there's no work-related health care available. And private insurance?
I just looked at it and looked at my employment, and, you know, my income was barely above zero. And I just said, I have to pay rent. I have to eat.
Both agree there are problems with the current Medicaid system. But Bates says using that system to argue against expansion doesn't make sense, because expansion wouldn't add the same kind of people to the roles.
All of the people who would qualify in this expansion, they're all people who are in the workforce. We're not the people who are unemployed and expecting people to feed us.
Bates says she worked her butt off in college and now in her job. But for millennials, careers have been slow to get started. One report out today puts millennial unemployment at 12.5%.
And health problems don't wait for your finances to come together. They just don't.
Garza says Medicaid benefits would help stabilize her health. Then she'll be able to work and earn more, which will let her get off Medicaid.
There are people who take advantage of the system, but I think that people focus on those people, and it hurts the rest of us that will use it for what it is for, assistance, to get back on our feet.
Where do you fall on Medicaid expansion? Let us know at agendatexas@kut.org. If you've got health insurance, there's probably one feature of it that you rely on the most, the copay or prescription benefits. For Garza and Bates, the best part about getting on Medicaid is something you probably haven't even considered, the ability to leave Travis County.
I actually fractured my skull on a beach trip. It took me 2 days to get back to Travis County to be able to see a doctor, and by that time I was bleeding out of my ear.
Garza had to get back to use her coverage under the Medical Access Program, or MAP, which is paid for by Central Health, the Travis County Hospital District. She says there's an economic problem with staying on MAP, too.
With Medicaid, you can go anywhere. Travis County's blowing up. Living expenses are going up. I can't move with outside Travis County because I lose qualification for MAP.
Bates gets help from the Health Alliance for Austin Musicians. The local charity provides access to health care for local musicians. That plan gives people a little more flexibility. You can live in a 50-mile radius of Austin. But Bates says getting on Medicaid could boost her earnings potential.
You know, I would no longer be so nervous going down to San Antonio to perform.
The real performance is under the dome in Austin. Governor Perry is on his fifth or sixth chorus of "We Ain't Taking It," while some Democrats and Republicans continue to work behind the scenes, waiting for a chance to change his tune. I'm Ben Philpott with Agenda Texas. I'll be back next week.